This is the American Variety Network on Blog Talk Radio with Alex Cardinale, live from Springfield, Massachusetts. Happy Thanksgiving
2015
to our listeners of the American Variety Network. Enjoy your turkey and get ready for some Christmas shopping right after your meal.
Hey, sweet tooth and dessert lovers, and welcome to a special Thanksgiving-themed episode of Prime Time Baking. How are you guys doing today? Hope you're having a fantastic day, and I hope you guys get your fair share of desserts today. I'm your host, dessert lover, Alex Cardinale. You know, Thanksgiving is only 1 week away. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thanksgiving is next Thursday. Last week on Primetime Baking, we talked about pies, a classic Thanksgiving dessert. And this past Sunday, we talked about Thanksgiving cooking, and I gave out some of my wonderful Thanksgiving cooking recipes. But you know, with Thanksgiving being only a week away, now is the time for me to talk about Thanksgiving desserts. Now, I'm expecting this to be a rather short but good show because I have a lot of good things to talk about, including some of my delicious Thanksgiving recipes. Now, the topics for today's Primetime Baking Thanksgiving edition are going to be popular Thanksgiving desserts. I'm going to talk about other desserts besides pie that you can have for Thanksgiving. I'm going to talk about my tips for serving dessert on Thanksgiving. And then I'm going to give you tips on how to make homemade whipped cream for Thanksgiving, because let's face it, in my humble opinion, there is nothing better than homemade whipped cream, especially on Thanksgiving, and I'm going to talk about many more awesome things. Now, it would not be a primetime baking show without recipes, right? So I am going to go ahead and give out some wonderful Thanksgiving Day dessert recipes for you. And I hope all of you will use these wonderful Thanksgiving dessert recipes. So, my recipes for today's show include a pumpkin whoopie pie, which is a Chef Cardinale Cooking Show 2013 original. And then I have a pumpkin cheesecake recipe. I've got a white chocolate cream pie created by myself in 2014. I also have a pumpkin roll, a pumpkin bread, and some other delicious dessert recipes that I'm going to go ahead and give out tonight. So, if you have any questions or you would like to share your very own Thanksgiving dessert recipes, please feel free to dial in at 1-347-989-8142. That's 1-347-989-8142. So, we're going to start this Thanksgiving edition of Primetime Baking right after this. A word from the American Variety Network, our host. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in live to the American Variety Network here, live on Blog Talk Radio. With a name like American Variety, you can expect a wide variety of topics. Now, let's get live here on the AV Network.
Hi, Jeremy Stillhorn. I'm tuned into the American Variety Network, where I find the show is very educational and entertaining.
Are you bold enough to call in and interact with tonight's topic? Well, prove it by calling in live at 1-347-989-8142 to ask questions about tonight's topic or share your thoughts on tonight's topic. Just pick up your phone and dial 1-347-989-8142 and go into a quiet location. Again, that's 1-347-989-8142. Now, let's get on with the show.
It's time to get in the kitchen and start baking some delicious desserts and pastries. Do you have a sweet tooth like Chef Alex? Then this is the perfect show for you. Coming up live right now on the American Variety Network
is Primetime Baking, a baking radio show that will focus on baking homemade goodies. And you will get delicious baked good recipes you can use for your next bake sale or anytime. So let's get in that kitchen and start baking. Are you ready for some sweetness and sugar? Primetime Baking is now live.
All right, my dessert lovers out there, are you ready to learn about Thanksgiving desserts? I hope you guys will use some of my recipes that I'm going to give out a little later on in the show. Now, don't forget, if you have any Thanksgiving dessert questions or you want to share your own Thanksgiving dessert recipe, you know to dial in at 1-347-989-8142. Now, I saw a caller in my studio when I was giving my introduction. Now, I have a rule. I do not answer calls when introducing the show, but I will answer calls throughout the rest of the show. So, if you're listening live and you did have a question, or you wanted to share your own Thanksgiving recipe, please feel free to call in at 1-347-989-8142. All right, so let's go ahead and get this show started. I only have a few dessert topics that I'm going to talk about tonight, and then we're going to have the rest of the show be full of delicious recipes. Now, I'm going to start off the show by talking about what I am going to be making for Thanksgiving dessert-wise. Now, every year since 2010, so for the last 5 years, I've been responsible for making the desserts for Thanksgiving, and I've also been responsible for making a few side dishes for Thanksgiving. And I really enjoy making all of the desserts for Thanksgiving, because I think it's fun, and I enjoy baking. So this year, I have a couple of desserts that I'm going to be making. One of the desserts that I'm going to be making this year is one of my favorite things to make on Thanksgiving Day, and that is pumpkin whoopie pies. Now, I've been making these pumpkin whoopie pies for the last 5 years. They are really delicious, and my family loves them, and my friends love them as well. So if I keep getting great compliments on them, I keep making them. So this year, I'm going to be making pumpkin whoopie pies. I'm also going to be making a few cheesecakes for Thanksgiving. You know, I'm not really a huge fan of pie. I mean, I'll eat pie if it's available, but it is not definitely one of my personal favorite things to eat. I do like it, but I prefer other kinds of desserts. So I will be making cheesecakes. This year, I'm going to be making a cookie dough cheesecake, as well as a peanut butter cheesecake and also a pumpkin cheesecake. So we've got the pumpkin whoopie pies, the pumpkin cheesecake, the cookie dough cheesecake, and the peanut butter cheesecake. And then I'm also, on top of that, going to be making a white chocolate cream pie. So as you can see, my family's going to have a lot of homemade desserts for Thanksgiving. So I'm a good baker, and I put that to use on the holidays. So that is what I am making for Thanksgiving for dessert-wise. Now, we're also going to buy pies from our local bakery. That way I don't have to slice or peel apples or do any of the hard work. You know, I love pie, but I love buying it pre-made. A lot easier than making it homemade. Now, that's a secret from a chef like me. I like to use pre-made or like to buy any pre-made pies. Sometimes when I'm in the mood, I will make a homemade pie, but not really too many times. All right. So that is what I'm going to make it for desserts. I'll probably have a slice of one of my cheesecakes. I'll have a whoopie pie, and I'll have a piece of that delicious white chocolate cream pie. Now, I told you guys last week how good this white chocolate cream pie is. You've got to try it, man. You're going to love it. It really is good. And I'll tell you more about this when we get to the actual recipe part of today's show. I think you guys are going to like this white chocolate cream pie. All right. Now, my personal favorite Thanksgiving desserts. I like the pumpkin and whoopie pies. I think they range up there as one of my personal favorite Thanksgiving desserts. I also like cheesecakes on Thanksgiving. I love apple pie. I love pumpkin pie and banana cream pie and white chocolate cream pie. So pretty much everything that I am making this year for Thanksgiving dessert-wise, I love. So I have a lot of favorite Thanksgiving desserts out there. Too many to name on one particular show. All right. So now I'd like to talk about some popular Thanksgiving desserts that are out there. Now, one of the most popular desserts for Thanksgiving are pumpkin-themed desserts. These would include pumpkin whoopie pies, pumpkin cheesecakes, pumpkin cake rolls, pumpkin donuts, etc. Because pumpkin is a fresh ingredient and is available this time of year, you're going to see a lot of bakeries, restaurants, and grocery stores offering a lot of pumpkin-themed desserts this time of year. And a lot of home bakers and home cooks will be making pumpkin-themed desserts for Thanksgiving. Now, if I had to guess the most common pumpkin desserts, they'd probably be pumpkin pie, pumpkin quick bread, pumpkin whoopie pies, pumpkin cake roll, donuts, you name it. A lot of these pumpkin desserts are really common, but some of them are more gourmet than others. Like, for example, the whoopie pies and the cheesecakes are more gourmet than a pumpkin pie, than a cake roll, etc. So the next popular Thanksgiving dessert is apple-themed desserts. These include things like apple pie, apple cake, apple turnovers, apple cider donuts, etc. All of these are popular Thanksgiving desserts. Now, I love apples. I love apples when they are fresh and in season. And this is the time of year where you can actually get fresh apples and make good desserts with them. So you're going to see a lot of apple-themed desserts for Thanksgiving. Now, quick breads are a very popular Thanksgiving dessert. I actually love quick breads. Now, quick breads are not bread. They're nothing like your ordinary bread. These ones are actually cake-like, and they have the density and flavor of a cake, but they're almost similar to a bread as far as the gluten goes. They've got a lot of gluten, but they are very good. Quick breads come in flavors like banana, pumpkin. They come in many flavors. There are a lot of flavors of quick breads out there. They're all very good. And a little later on in the show, we're going to have a discussion on quick breads. Pies are extremely popular on Thanksgiving. They're so popular that last Wednesday, here on Primetime Baking, pies got their own show. And a lot of people, when they have dessert for Thanksgiving, a lot of you folks just have pies. Pie is your only dessert. But for a dessert lover like me and my family, we have more desserts than just pie. Some of the most popular pies you see for Thanksgiving are pumpkin pie, apple pie, pecan pie, sweet potato pie, coconut cream pie, chocolate cream pie. So there's a wide variety of pies out there. There's virtually a pie for every kind of person out there in the world. And another popular Thanksgiving dessert are cheesecakes. You know, when I worked at a bakery, cheesecakes and pies were the two most popular selling desserts come Thanksgiving season. I think people think of cheesecake as a cream cheese pie, and that is why they buy them on Thanksgiving. But they are a very popular seller. When I was at the bakery working on Thanksgiving, my family loves having cheesecakes for Thanksgiving, and I make a variety of flavors of cheesecake. One year I'll make a cookies and cream Oreo cheesecake, and next year I'll make a Twix cheesecake, and like I said, this year I'm making a cookie dough cheesecake, a peanut butter cheesecake, and all of those yummy cheesecakes. So cheesecakes seem to be a popular Thanksgiving Day dessert. All right? So those are all of your popular dessert options that you have nowadays for Thanksgiving. Now, you don't have to serve all of the popular desserts out there, because if you did, you would be doing the norm. I'm a person that likes to get out of the norm and do different things. I like to get out of the comfort box and do something unusual. So if you're like me and you want to spice things up this year, I've got some unexpected dessert ideas that you could use for Thanksgiving. The first idea I have for you is what I call a pecan cream cake. Now, this is a cake that's good for everyone who loves nuts and pecans. Now, for the record, I love nuts. I love them on cakes, and I love them in desserts. All right? I also love pecans as well. Now, a pecan cream cake is packed with coconut and pecans, and it's covered in cream cheese frosting. Now, this cake is a specialty of Georgia. So all my folks living in Georgia, you've got to try the pecan cream cake on Thanksgiving. Now, believe it or not, a carrot cake would be a very unexpected Thanksgiving dessert idea, because carrots are also in season in November, and a lot of people love carrots, and a lot of folks are going to love carrot cake. So carrot cake is a good idea for Thanksgiving desserts. Now, this one is really unexpected, and you're going to say, wow, that sounds like a really interesting cake. It may sound nasty to some of you, but to some of you sweet potato lovers, it's going to sound good. Now, I've tried this once, and I really enjoyed it. So if you love sweet potato pie, you might love this. This is a sweet potato cake, and I'm going to have a recipe for this later on in the show. Now, first, before you judge, this does not taste like potatoes. It's sweet enough to be a dessert. The sweet potato cake has layers of spiced sweet potato cake alternate with marshmallow meringue icing in a rich dessert that's a riff on the classic Thanksgiving side. Now, for my own twist, on the sweet potato cake, I use a marshmallow cream cheese frosting. I think that is really, really good. All right. Now, the next unusual dessert idea for Thanksgiving is a pumpkin cheesecake. Now, when people think of cheesecake, they don't think of adding pumpkin to it. But let me tell you, folks, a pumpkin cheesecake, especially paired with a ginger snap crust or a graham cracker crust, is very delicious. If you have never, ever had a pumpkin cheesecake before, you've got to try one this Thanksgiving. It is really good. Now, for some adult humor, if you are a male, you have to have some poutine pie on Thanksgiving. Because that is really good. Sorry, throwing a laugh for you guys there. But anyways, let's get back on topic here. Another good, unusual Thanksgiving Day dessert would be what I like to call apple bread pudding. Now, I'm a huge fan of bread pudding. I think bread pudding is really delicious. And if you throw in a fresh produce that's in season this time of year, like apples, you've got a win-win situation. So I think that apple bread pudding is a very good, unusual Thanksgiving Day dessert idea. Now, you guys know that I am from New York, or excuse me, I am not from New York. I've only been there once. What a mistake on the air. But you guys know that I am from New England, and I'm from Massachusetts. So this is a very common dessert down here. And this is rice pudding. Rice pudding would be a very good Thanksgiving dessert. It's a very classic American and New England dessert. It's really good. You could add raisins to it and your favorite kind of dried fruits. Rice pudding is a very good, simple dessert to have on Thanksgiving that nobody would ever think of. Now, I'm not sure why I said I was from New York. I was just thinking about the New York Yankees because I was watching a MLB Network show, and they were talking about the Yankees before the show. And it just popped into my head, so I apologize for that. But, folks, I am from New England and not New York, even though it's off point now. But rice pudding would be a good, unusual dessert to make for Thanksgiving. Oatmeal cookies are great for Thanksgiving as well. A very good, unusual dessert. Not too many people would think about serving oatmeal cookies for dessert on Thanksgiving. You could also do toffee pudding, a classic English dessert on Thanksgiving. And you could also do baked apples on Thanksgiving for a classic, unusual Thanksgiving dessert. All right, right now, I would like to give you my tips for serving dessert this Thanksgiving. My first tip is to offer a variety of desserts. Don't do just pies, because one of your guests might not like pie, and if they were in the mood for dessert, and they saw that all you had to offer was pie, they probably would feel very bad and disappointed. So it's best to have a variety to choose from. For example, I like to recommend at least having one kind of cake, one or two kinds of pies, and some other specialty desserts like a cheesecake, cookies, brownies, etc. I guarantee you, if you put out a spread of desserts for Thanksgiving this year, all of your guests are going to be very happy. You know, I've never, ever, ever, ever seen anyone turn down dessert on Thanksgiving unless they had a very serious case of diabetes. So I'm guaranteeing you, all of your guests are going to have a dessert on Thanksgiving. And a lot of them they may be cheating on their diet, so they may indulge in dessert. So think of that when you're planning your dessert menu. It's very important. That is what we have to do when we're in culinary school and planning out a buffet. We have to think of all of the varieties of dessert out there. My next tip for serving dessert at Thanksgiving is to pre-slice any pies, cheesecakes, cakes, or anything that needs to be sliced before serving. This keeps it nice and easy, and guests can simply grab and go, enjoy their desserts. Oftentimes, most guests will stress out about cutting too big of a piece. Eliminate this stress by pre-slicing your desserts. I think to make your guests feel at home and relaxed, it's a lot easier to pre-slice your pie, your cheesecake, your cake, or anything needs to be sliced ahead of time. And also, by doing this, you are keeping your slices the same size for everyone. That way you get more slices out of your pie or out of your cake, and you won't have to worry about someone screwing up a whole cake because they didn't know what they were doing and they cut a wrong slice or they destroyed the damn thing. So I advise all of my listeners out there to pre-slice any pies or cakes. Now, this one is something I learned when I was in culinary school and I was in my baking course. You should have your whipped cream or your dessert sauces or your dessert complements on the side and ready to go for your guests. Make sure you've got your whipped cream ready and your dessert sauces ready so that it should be easily accessible for your listeners. It's really important to have that. All right? Now, we have a question from one of my friends who is actually listening live to the show right now, and he wants to know, what is the best way to cut a pie even and pretty? Well, what I'm going to say can be applied to pies, cakes, and cheesecakes. So to slice a pie, here's what I do. I actually grab a very large chef knife, and I get a bucket of hot water, and I dip my knife in the hot water, and I carefully dry off the knife. And then I cut my pie or my cake at an angle. So let's say we're cutting into an apple pie. I look at the apple pie and say, how am I going to cut this? I want to make sure all my cuts are even, and I get the even amount of slices of pie. So you're first going to have to decide how big or how small of a slice you want to serve to your guest. And then once you figure that out, you're going to plan how you're going to cut it. Now for pies, I recommend using a pie cutter as well because it's more even than maybe a knife would be, but a knife could be fine for a cheesecake and a cake. So after you have dipped your knife into your hot water, you're going to start cutting at like a maybe 10 to 15 degree angle and cut into a triangle. And that is one way to cut. You can start cutting a triangle with your knife. Or the easiest way that I've learned from my grandmother to cut a pie is to cut straight down. So cut straight down and then cut across like you're making a plus sign. And then you can start cutting off your slices that way. So those are the two ways that I cut pies. If I have a big party, I do my grandmother's way, where I am cutting straight down, then I'm cutting across to make a plus symbol, and then I'm cutting slices that way. Or if it's just for my family, and it's for my brothers and I, then I don't worry about that, and I just cut the culinary way, which is what I look at the pie at an angle and cut it that way. So hopefully that answers your question, and I hope I did a good job explaining my answer for you. Okay, so like I said, you should have your whipped cream and your dessert sauces ready. Now, dessert sauces would include anything like caramel sauce for a bread pudding or baked apples or anything. And dessert complements could be a dessert wine or garnishes for your dessert. My last few tips for you are to have your dessert plates and forks ready to make life easier for you on Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is a very busy day. And I recommend serving dessert at least 1 hour after dinner, so you allow your guests to relax and unwind after having a huge Thanksgiving meal. So usually we don't have dessert until at least an hour, sometimes even 2 hours after our meal. All right. The last thing we're going to talk about before we have our recipe time is my tips for making homemade whipped cream. You know, the store-bought whipped cream is okay if you are in a crunch or if you need a whipped cream right away. But I prefer the homemade whipped cream as a chef. So here are my tips for making homemade whipped cream. Now, we all know that whipped cream could be the perfect addition to any dessert. However, many people often make the mistake of buying whipped cream from a store because they think that it's convenient since it's ready-made. Is the store-bought kind really whipped cream, though? Hardly. It's hardly whipped cream. The store-bought whipped cream is packed with air and tends to liquefy faster than homemade whipped cream. Plus, unlike the store-bought kind, homemade whipped cream is extremely decadent with an amazing texture. Making homemade whipped cream is easy and only requires a few ingredients and steps. By whipping it by hand or with an electric mixer, the fresh taste will keep you coming back for more and never again turning to the store-bought. Well, let's just call it stuff. There's nothing quite like the real thing. So, for a homemade whipped cream, your ingredients will be 1 cup of heavy cream, 1 to 2 tablespoons of sugar, and 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract. Directions: chill a stainless steel bowl, whisk or beaters, and heavy cream in the freezer for 20 to 30 minutes. Be careful not to let the cream freeze. Pour 1 cup of heavy cream into the chilled bowl and beat until you see soft peaks. The soft peaks should stand up and not fold when the beaters or whisk are lifted. Add 1 to 2 tablespoons of sugar and 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract when soft peaks start to form. Beat until cream reaches desired consistency, but do overbeat. Now, here are some additional tips for making homemade whipped cream. It is very important to place the stainless steel bowl, whisk or beaters, and heavy cream in the freezer to allow them to chill. The colder the items are, the faster the cream will whip. Vanilla is often used to flavor whipped cream, but feel free to use any flavoring of your choice. Example, extracts, liqueurs, powdered cocoa, etc. 1 cup of whipping cream usually makes about 2 cups of whipped cream. Homemade whipped cream can be made in advance and stored in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. So, guys and gals, it's very easy to make your own homemade whipped cream. So hopefully you will start making your own homemade whipped cream instead of buying that garbage convenient whipped cream they have at your grocery store, because you don't want to serve crap at Thanksgiving. You don't want to serve slop at Thanksgiving. You want to serve awesome desserts at Thanksgiving, right? So it's a very good idea to make your own homemade whipped cream. All right, now A little earlier on in the show, I told you we were going to have a discussion on quick breads. Now, you know that quick breads are actually very common around this time of year. Now, quick breads come in many flavors. Some of the flavors you can expect to see in quick breads are pumpkin, banana, chocolate chip, blueberry, cinnamon, and many other varieties that are too long to name here on the American Variety Network's Primetime Baking. However, for Thanksgiving, what I like to do is I will bake my quick breads as normal. Then, when it's time to serve, I will slice them and put some cream cheese in the middle. Sweetened cream cheese, of course. And what I do with my cream cheese is I actually take 8 ounces of Philadelphia cream cheese and I add about a tablespoon or so of powdered sugar, and that gives you like a cream cheese filling, and I spread that on the slice of quick bread. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not met heaven yet, heaven is quick bread with that cream cheese filling that I just told you about. So you have to try that this Thanksgiving, because I know a lot of us Americans have quick breads on Thanksgiving. We are going to have a quick bread on Thanksgiving morning. And my family actually uses quick bread as our breakfast. Some of you may use it for desserts, but we use it for breakfast. It's a great breakfast item to have on Thanksgiving morning, because we're going to be cooking and everything on Thanksgiving morning, so we don't really have the time to make a homemade breakfast. So what we do is we bake a quick bread the night before, we cool it down, we wrap it up in foil, and we serve it the next morning with that delicious cream cheese filling I told you about. So I really recommend you guys give that quick bread idea I told you a try, because you're going to like it. Now, we're on to the fun part of the show. Can you imagine a world where a delicious pumpkin pie meets a creamy, delicious cheesecake to create the hybrid known to man as pumpkin cheesecake? Can you imagine sweet potatoes being turned into a cake? Can you imagine pumpkin meeting the delicious world of whoopie pies with cream cheese filling? Well, coming up next, live on the Thanksgiving dessert edition of Primetime Baking, it's Thanksgiving dessert recipe time, live right here on Primetime Baking. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got some of my wonderful Thanksgiving dessert recipes coming your way. These recipes are simply awesome. You're going to love them. So stay tuned so you get them. But first, we're going to have our intermission, which is being brought to you by Ryan Serini, a wonderful rapper from Chicago who is now being made popular on the American Variety Network to all of our wonderful listeners. And it's also being sponsored by Carob Sea, the world's leader in live sand for saltwater aquariums, Life Rock, which is beautiful base rock for saltwater aquariums, and they would have some wonderful freshwater substrates for all of our wonderful freshwater keepers out there. You know, I, Alex Cardinelli, am so glad to have some wonderful sponsors here on the American Variety Network. Ryan Serini is a wonderful rapper, and Carob Sea is a great product with a great brand. And since we're on intermission now, I'd like to announce that I recently recorded an interview with Carob Sea sales manager, Mr. Judd McCracken. Now, Judd is a very nice gentleman. The interview was very nice. He explained how Carob Sea evolved and its history. He explained all about Carob Sea's live sand varieties, like the Ouija Pink and the Hawaiian Black live sand. He talked about the Hawaiian black sand as why it's so popular. He also talked about some new products that are coming to KRFC in 2016 and more. So I am going to make that interview available to you, my listeners, on Monday, November 30th, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my breaking news show. I cannot wait for that. So I figured I would announce that during our intermission tonight. Anyways, let's get to our intermission right now.
This intermission is being brought to you by rapper Ryan Serini. Check out his website at www.ryanserini.com and listen to his wonderful rap songs on iTunes. Let's keep it serene right here on American Variety Network.
Feels so good,
so good.
Feels so good.
Dr. Dre's dead, he's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka chicka
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedroom. Sometimes I wanna get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips, my bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids, and expect them not to know what a woman's clitoris is. Of course they're gonna know what intercourse is by the time they hit fourth grade. They got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up.
Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? You guys can just lie to get me here, so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Excuse me, Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs, so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave head to first. Little bitch put me on blast on MTV. Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim. I should download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an MVD. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups, all you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up.
I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on a mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just shit it better than 90% of you rappers out can. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like volumes. It's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in a nursing home flirting, pinching nurses' asses when I'm jacking off a Jergens and I'm jerking. But this whole bag of Viagra isn't working, and every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot circling, screaming I don't give a fuck with his windows down and his system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go?
I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shady.
Would you like to find out when the next episode of the American Variety Network is? Do you want to find out the news and updates for the American Variety Network? Well, all you have to do is go on your computer and log on to the social media sites. The American Variety Network is now on Facebook and Twitter. That's right, you can find the American Variety Network on Facebook and Twitter. Like our fan page on Facebook called American Variety Network. And follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter fan page is at American Network 1. Again, our fan page on Facebook is American Variety Network. Hit like, and our fan page on Twitter is at American Network 1, and hit follow. Are you enjoying tonight's episode of the American Variety Network? Great! The American Variety Network really appreciates your listening. We also appreciate listener feedback. Please feel free to email us your thoughts and opinions on tonight's show. Our email address is AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net. That's AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net. You may also email us with any questions, comments, or concerns you may have about our show. You can also email us to book a guest appearance on the American Variety Network, or you may contact us to become a sponsor of the American Variety Network. AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net.
While you're here listening to this show on Blog Talk Radio, feel free to check out some of the other great shows Blog Talk Radio has to offer. There are shows for everyone, whether it be sports shows, politics shows, comedy shows, talk shows, and yes, even church religious shows. Become a loyal listener of
Blog Talk Radio.
Today, blogtalkradio.com.
American Variety Network fans, mark your calendars and get ready to celebrate. Saturday, November 21st, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain and 6 p.m. Pacific, the American Variety Network reaches another milestone as we celebrate our 250th episode. Our 250th episode is going to be filled with plenty of awesome surprises and fun. Here to tell you more about the 250th episode is the host himself, Alex Cardinale.
On the 250th episode, there will be three special surprise guests, including one fishkeeping guest who will be broadcasting live from the Ohio Cichlid Association 2015 extravaganza, and two other awesome surprise guests. There will be some awesome comedy clips guaranteed to make you laugh, and blast from the past clips, and there will also be a lot of fun. I personally invite you, my listeners, to help me celebrate 250 awesome episodes, as you've been a huge part of my success. So join me live Saturday, November 21st, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern for our 250th episode at blogtalkradio.com/American Network.
What are you thankful for this year? You know what Alex Cardinale and the American Variety Network are thankful for? You, the listeners. That's right, Alex and all of us here at the American Variety Network are so glad you listen to our shows and tune into them. We love you, listeners, remember that. The American Variety Network and Alex Cardinale would like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and we hope you enjoy some tasty turkey and have a nice meal with your loved ones. Be thankful for what you have and spend time with your loved ones. Happy Thanksgiving all.
Calling out all you turkeys and turkey lovers. Come join the American Variety Network on Thanksgiving Day for a special holiday-themed episode. This will be our very first podcast broadcast live on Thanksgiving Day. Live Thursday, November 26, 2015 at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Mountain, and 8 a.m. Pacific. Alex Cardinale will broadcast the American Variety Network for a special Thanksgiving Day morning special. This will be your last chance to ask any last-minute Thanksgiving cooking questions. I'll discuss how to make the perfect Thanksgiving turkey. I'll discuss NFL football on Thanksgiving, and much more. So come spend your Thanksgiving morning with the American Variety Network on Thanksgiving at 11 a.m. Eastern. Happy Thanksgiving!
Breaking news just into the American Variety Network studios. On Monday, November 30th, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain and 6 p.m. Pacific, Alex is going to share some groundbreaking news and announcements that will shock the American Variety Network and Blog Talk Radio. What is the news? Well, you're going to have to tune in live on Monday, November 30th because no one is going to find out. Suspense is the best. Plus, there will also be a special service guest returning to the American Variety Network for the first time in over a year. So what is the major news? We will find out on November 30th.
You're listening to the American Variety Network.
Your only place for variety on Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get in the kitchen and start baking some delicious desserts and pastries. Do you have a sweet tooth like Chef Alex? Then this is the perfect show for you. Coming up live right now on the American Variety Network
is Primetime Baking, a baking radio show that will focus on baking homemade goodies. And you will get delicious baked good recipes you can use for your next bake sale or anytime. So let's get in that kitchen and start baking. Are you ready for some sweetness and sugar? Primetime Baking is now live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Primetime Baking, presented to you by the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show, here live on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight on Primetime Baking, we are doing our Thanksgiving Dessert 2015 edition. Now, before our wonderful intermission, we chatted about Thanksgiving desserts. I told you the desserts that I'm making for Thanksgiving this year. We talked about the popular Thanksgiving desserts that are out there, the unusual Thanksgiving desserts. I told you how to make whipped cream and all of that good stuff. Well, coming up here in a minute, it's going to be recipe time. The best part of primetime baking, at least in my opinion, is the recipes. So that's coming up in a minute. But first, I would like to again remind you that if you have any questions or you want to share your very own Thanksgiving dessert recipes, please feel free to go ahead and call in at 1-347-989-8142. All right, guys, it is now time for the best part of primetime baking, in my opinion.
It's recipe time with Chef Alex Cardinale. Are you ready for Chef Alex's delicious and mouth-watering recipes that are sure to taste as good as they sound? be sure to grab a pen and a piece of paper and write down these delicious recipes. Now, let's get on to recipe time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you have your pen and paper ready to go. And also, make sure you join my recipe fan page on Facebook. It's called Chef Alex's Recipe Vault. Please go join that Facebook group because that is where I'm going to post today's recipes as well as this past Sunday's Thanksgiving cooking recipes. I will post them on Friday. All right, so make sure you join Chef Alex's Recipe Vault because they're going to get last Sunday's awesome cooking Thanksgiving recipes, plus all of tonight's dessert recipes. So go check out Chef Alex's Recipe Vault on Facebook and click join. Alrighty, so the first recipe I'm going to give out is the pumpkin whoopie pie recipe. But before I give this recipe out, I would like to tell you a little bit about the background information about the recipe, how I found it, and things like that. So, I actually found out about pumpkin whoopie pies when I was in culinary school, and when we opened up the restaurant that was through the culinary school, and I worked in the bakery portion of that restaurant, and it was actually this time of year. It was a week before Thanksgiving. It was 2011, so it was 4 years ago, and we were thinking about an interesting pumpkin dessert to make, but we did not want to make a pumpkin pie because we already had so many pies on the friggin' menu, and we were doing an online search, and then we saw this picture of a orange-colored whoopie pie, and we clicked on it, and it turned out to be a pumpkin whoopie pie, and I showed that to my chef instructor, and he thought it was really interesting because he had never ever heard or thought about pumpkin whoopie pies in his culinary career, which is pretty interesting. So we actually made them. We sold our first batch, and the second batch we actually brought home with us. All six of us brought the second batch home. So it really was a great recipe. My first thoughts upon this recipe is, wow, this is a really great recipe, and I'm really interested in making it every year. So we found it in 2011, and it was great. Now fast forward 4 years later, I use this exact recipe every Thanksgiving. So I just thought that'd be a cool way to tell you guys all about how I found the pumpkin whoopie pies. Now, this recipe, the pumpkin whoopie pie recipe, is actually a Chef Cardinelli Cooking Show original recipe because I first gave this out on the Chef Cardinelli Cooking Show 2 years ago in 2013. So this is actually the only recipe for Thanksgiving that people have made, and they have enjoyed it. So anytime I say it's a Chef Cardinelli Cooking Show original, I mean it's a recipe that people have tried and have had great results. Now, I will assure all of you, my listeners, all the recipes that I am giving out are tested by me and my family and have been tested by professional chefs. So these are culinary art quality recipes. These aren't slop. These aren't foods that you cook when you're drunk. These are actually good restaurant quality foods and items. So a lot of my listeners have tried these recipes in 2013 from the Chef Cardinelli Cooking Show. All right, enough of that nonsense. Let's get right to the recipe. Pumpkin whoopie pies. Now, for the whoopie pie ingredients, you're going to need 2 eggs, 2 cups of sugar, 1 16-ounce can of pumpkin, 1/2 cup of oil, 2.5 cups of unsifted all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1.5 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 3/4 teaspoon of allspice, and the cream cheese marshmallow filling. We shall have that recipe after I give you the directions for the whoopie pies. Directions. Heat an oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease 2 large cookie sheets and set aside. In a large bowl with mixer at low speed, beat eggs, sugar, and pumpkin until mixed. Mix in oil. Gradually beat in remaining dry ingredients. Drop by rounded tablespoons onto cookie sheets. Bake about 10 to 12 minutes or until top springs back when lightly touched with the fork. Remove to wire rack to cool. When cool, use filling and 2 cakes to make sandwiches. It makes about 22 whoopie pies. Now, for the cream cheese filling, you will need 4 ounces of cream cheese, 1/4 cup of butter or margarine, and that is 1/2 stick, 2 cups of powdered sugar, and 1 7.5-ounce jar of marshmallow fluff. Bring butter to room temperature. In a medium bowl with mixer at low speed, beat butter and cream cheese until mixed. Beat in marshmallow fluff. Add powdered sugar until mixed. And that is a really delicious pumpkin whoopie pie. Next, I've got a pumpkin cheesecake recipe. A combination of pumpkin pie and cheesecake. So it's a win-win for everyone. You will need 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese, softened, 1/2 cup of white sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 eggs, 1 9-inch prepared graham cracker crust, 1/2 cup of pumpkin puree, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 pinch of ground cloves, 1 pinch of ground nutmeg, and 1/2 cup of frozen whipped topping, sod. Preheat your oven to 325 Fahrenheit. In a large bowl, combine cream cheese, sugar, and vanilla. Beat until smooth. Blend in eggs one at a time. Remove 1 cup of batter and spread into bottom of crust set aside. Add pumpkin, cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg. Choose the remaining batter and stir gently until well blended. Carefully spread over the batter in the crust. Bake in a preheated oven for 35 to 40 minutes or until center is almost set. Allow it to cool, then refrigerate for 3 hours or overnight. Cover with whipped topping before serving. That, my friends, is freaking awesome. All right, the next dessert, I love this dessert, by the way, and that is a pumpkin cake roll. 1 cup of white sugar, 2/3 of a cup of canned pumpkin puree, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, 3/4 of a cup of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 1 cup of chopped walnuts, which are optional, by the way, 6 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1 cup of powdered sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. In a mixing bowl, beat eggs on high for 5 minutes. Gradually beat in white sugar until thick and lemon-colored. Add pumpkin and lemon juice. In another bowl, combine flour, cinnamon, baking powder, salt, and nutmeg. Fold into the pumpkin mixture. Grease a 15 by 10 by 1-inch baking pan lined with wax paper. Grease and flour the paper. Spread batter into pan, sprinkle with walnuts. Bake at 375 for 15 minutes or until cake springs back when lightly touched. Immediately turn onto a lined towel dusted with powdered sugar. Peel off the paper and roll cake up in a towel, starting with the short end, and cool. Meanwhile, in a mixing bowl, beat your cream cheese, your 1 cup of powdered sugar, butter, and vanilla until fluffy. Carefully unroll the cake. Spread filling over cake to within 1 inch of edges. Roll up again. Cover and chill until serving. Dust with additional powdered sugar if desired. Very good recipe. Now, for all of those of you who love quick breads, I've got two awesome quick bread recipes for you. So, pumpkin quick bread, 3.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 3 teaspoons of pumpkin pie spice, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3 cups of white sugar, 1 cup of vegetable oil, 4 eggs, 1 15-ounce can of pumpkin puree, and 1/2 cup of water. Preheat the oven to 350. Grease 2 9x5-inch loaf pans. Sift together the flour, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and pumpkin pie spice. Set aside. In a large bowl, beat together the sugar, oil, eggs, and pumpkin. Stir in flour mixture alternately with water. Divide batter evenly between the prepared pans. Bake in the preheated oven for 60 to 70 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean. For best flavor, store wrapped in plastic wrap at room temperature for a full day before serving. Now, my second quick bread recipe is my personal favorite, banana bread. 2 eggs beaten, 1/3 cup of buttermilk, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, 1 cup of mashed bananas, 1.5 cups of white sugar, 1¾ cup of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Preheat the oven to 325. Spray 1 9x5-inch loaf pan with non-stick spray coating. Blend together the eggs, buttermilk, oil, and bananas. Sift together the sugar, flour, baking soda, and salt. Add to banana mixture and stir in pecans. Mix well. Pour into prepared loaf pan and bake 1 hour and 20 minutes or until a cake tester inserted in the center comes out clean. Alright, now here is the unusual dessert recipe that we talked about earlier on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the sweet potato cake recipe. So for this sweet potato cake, you're going to need 2¼ cups of sifted cake flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoons of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1.5 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of ground allspice, 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1/2 cup of butter at room temperature, 1 cup of dark brown sugar, 1 cup of white sugar, 2 eggs at room temperature, 3/4 cup of buttermilk at room temperature, and 3/4 cup of mashed sweet potatoes. Preheat your oven to 350. Grease 2 9-inch round cake pans. Sift together cake flour, baking powder, salt, soda, cinnamon, allspice, and ginger. Mix together the buttermilk, sweet potatoes, and raisins in a medium bowl and set aside. Beat butter, brown sugar, and white sugar with an electric mixer in a large bowl until light and fluffy. The mixture should be noticeably lighter in color. Add room temperature eggs one at a time, allowing each egg to blend into the butter mixture before adding the next. Pour in the flour mixture alternately with the milk and sweet potato mixture, mixing until just incorporated. Divide batter between prepared pans and spread evenly. Bake in a preheated oven until a tester inserted in the center of each layer comes out clean, about 30 minutes. Cool cake layers on wire rack. Remove from pans and frost as desired. Carrot cake. 4 eggs, 1¼ cups of vegetable oil, 2 cups of white sugar, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 3 cups of grated carrots, 1 cup of chopped pecans, 1/2 cup of butter softened, 8 ounces of cream cheese softened, 4 cups of powdered sugar, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Now, those are the ingredients for the cream cheese frosting, which can also be used for the sweet potato cake. So, to make the carrot cake, preheat the oven to 350, grease and flour a 9 by 13 inch pan. In a large bowl, beat together eggs, oil, white sugar, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla. Mix in the flour, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and cinnamon. Stir in the carrots. Fold in the pecans and pour into a prepared pan. Bake in a preheated oven for 40 to 50 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the center of the cake comes out clean. Let cool in pan for 10 minutes, then turn out into a wire rack and cool completely. To make the frosting, in a medium bowl, combine butter, cream cheese, powdered sugar, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Beat until the mixture is smooth and creamy. Stir in your chopped pecans if you're using. And frost the cooled cake. Very, very good recipe. All right, my last recipe for tonight is the best recipe. I believe I saved the best for last. Now, if you love chocolate cream pie, you're definitely going to love this recipe. Now, I am a huge fan of white chocolate. And if you love white chocolate, you're going to love this recipe. It is not too sweet, but it is perfect. Perfect is the only word I can think of to describe this recipe. So here we go. White chocolate cream pie. 5 1-ounce squares of white chocolate chopped, or you can use half of a bag of white chocolate chips. 3 tablespoons of heavy cream. 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened. 2/3 of a cup of powdered sugar. 1 cup of white sugar. 1 9-inch graham cracker or Oreo crust, baked, pre-baked. 1 1-ounce square of white chocolate melted for garnish, or a quarter cup of white chocolate chips melted for garnish. Microwave your white chocolate and 3 tablespoons of cream in a large microwave safe bowl on high, 1.5 to 2 minutes, or until chocolate is almost melted, stirring halfway through heating time. Stir until white chocolate is melted and mixture is smooth. Beat in your softened cream cheese and powdered sugar. Gently fold in the whipping cream until no streaks remain. Spoon into crust. Melt the remaining square or the white chocolate chips in the microwave. Drizzle melted white chocolate on top of pie and chill in refrigerator overnight. Ladies and gentlemen, this white chocolate cream pie is delicious. All right, guys, that is all of my Thanksgiving dessert recipes for 2015. I hope you guys will try at least 1 or 2 of my Thanksgiving dessert recipes. Now, don't forget, I am going to be posting all of these Thanksgiving dessert recipes on my recipe fan page on Facebook called Chef Alex's Recipe Vault on my day off on Friday. So make sure you join my Facebook recipe page, Chef Alex's Recipe Vault, to get all of these great recipes. All right, guys, we've reached the end of this year's Thanksgiving Primetime Baking episode. I would like to thank you so much for tuning into tonight's episode of Primetime Baking. Now, before I go, I've got a few announcements to make, and I'm really excited to make these announcements. Now, I have one more Thanksgiving show, and this show is going to be airing on Thanksgiving morning. This is a first for good old Alex Cardinelli, because I've never, ever, ever broadcast on Thanksgiving morning before. So this is the first year that I'm going to give it a try. So I'm going to be answering your questions. I'm going to be talking about NFL football. I'll talk about making the perfect turkey and all of that good stuff. But this is your last chance to ask Thanksgiving questions before the big meal. So, if you have a Thanksgiving cooking or baking question you want me to answer on Thanksgiving morning, please submit your Thanksgiving questions to American Variety Network at comcast.net. That's American Variety Network at comcast.net. Or you can post them on my recipe fan page, Chef Alex's Recipe Vault, or you can personally message me them on Facebook. I'm Alex Cardinelli, the picture with me in a white chef coat. I hope to answer your Thanksgiving questions next Thursday on my very first Thanksgiving morning broadcast right here on the American Variety Network. Also, this Saturday, November 21st, 2015, we are going to be celebrating our 250th episode. That's right. This Saturday is our 250th episode. Ladies and gentlemen, we are only two wonderful episodes away. So, you guys should be there because I've got three special guests at 9:10 p.m. Eastern. I've got Mr. Jonathan Trzynski, who will be broadcasting live from the Ohio Cichlid Association Extravaganza. At 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I've got a special surprise guest who is a very loyal listener of the American Variety Network. And at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, I've got a very special surprise guest who you're going to have to find out who that is by tuning in on Saturday. I'm also going to have some awesome past callers who will be put in the spotlight in the Blast from the Past. And I also have some comedy clips, and I'll also be giving us some shout-outs to well-deserving people, and I'll have a fun discussion on Saturday as well. So please join me for my 250th episode this Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? So that is it for tonight's show. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. And I will definitely see you before Thanksgiving, because he's got a lot of shows coming up. So, with that, I'm going to leave you with, submit your Thanksgiving questions to American Variety Network at Comcast.net so that I can answer them on our Thanksgiving morning show. All right, guys, have a great rest of your night, and I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode of Prime Time Baking. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Hope you guys will use my dessert recipes. And I'd like to say thank you for all of those of you who tuned in live and who tuned into the archive. Thank you for listening. Chef Alex Cardinelli is now out of here. Good night, everyone.
American Variety Network fans, mark your calendars and get ready to celebrate. Saturday, November 21st, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain and 6 p.m. Pacific, the American Variety Network reaches another milestone as we celebrate our 250th episode. Our 250th episode is going to be filled with plenty of awesome surprises and fun. Here to tell you more about the 250th episode is the host himself, Alex Cardinale.
On the 250th episode, there will be three special surprise guests, including one fishkeeping guest who will be broadcasting live from the Ohio Cichlid Association 2015 Extravaganza, and two other awesome surprise guests. There will be some awesome comedy clips guaranteed to make you laugh, and Blast from the Past clips, and there will also be a lot of fun. I personally invite you, my listeners, to help me celebrate 250 awesome episodes, as you've been a huge part of my success. So join me live Saturday, November 21st, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern for our 250th episode at blogtalkradio.com/American Network.
mama told me. My mama told me. My mama told me. Y'all already know what it is. Shouldn't have to say the shit, but I'ma say it anyway. All y'all felt like flagrant, frontin' on some famous shit, spittin' like some plagiarists. Homie, I done pay my dues, I'm on you like you owe me rent. Ain't no coming back from that, got dreams of pushing Cadillacs. And if I gotta steal that shit, I'm plotting with my ski mask. In the darkest parts of that trailer park, a fifth of Jack and a star charge. Been laying low for too damn long, set the gold chain of that shit sobs. Off the handle, bills to pay, no money coming in, about to dig my grave. Tell my soul I need that break, devil got his cut, get the fuck out the way. Yo, too much bourbon, I've been swerving, about to sacrifice a virgin just to prove that I'm the illest. Spit this shit like I'm allergic. Black Impala, indiscretions, tired of living like a peasant. Window tinted, clouded vision, about to send a fucking message. Taking what they owe me, homie, I ain't talking time forward. All the shit y'all take for granted's all the shit I kill for. Yo, mama told me don't ever take no shit, son. And if they hatin', you go hit them with that brick, son. Tell them where you from, let them know you down the ride. W's up in the sky, rep that shit until you die. Mama told me don't ever take no shit, son. And if they hatin', you go hit them with that brick, son. Tell them where you from, let them know you down the ride. W's up in the sky, rep that shit until you die. Father, please forgive me, I've changed since my last confession. Prayers ain't been working lately, dark shit is all I'm left with. Motherfuckers think that legend second coming resurrected. Till I come through and bury them all, their face a minute, my kin protected. I'm on point, hollow tips, about to prove y'all counterfeit. Prolific with all this rap shit, man, I'm on the move like an activist. Mastermind with this ether, talk to God, yo, but I'm no preacher. Heart's been cold as a motherfucking freezer since my pops went to meet that reaper. Spit dope, narcotics, puts the shit like mine's on it. Non-stop, word vomit, prodigal son's gone psychotic. Y'all forgot who the fuck I was, must have forgot where the fuck I'm from. Type of shit y'all cannot run, I kill till the motherfucking cops come. Then it's straight to the bank for the capital. These rap cats are all laughable, yo, the army's every move is tactical. I'm taking hits on these radicals, no apologies for my prophecies. I seen the light, ain't no stopping me. Cats in my ear with hypocrisy, got my mind on speed like velocity. Mama told me don't ever take no shit, son. And if they hatin', you go hit them with that brick, son. Tell them where you from, let them know you down the ride. W's up in the sky, rep that shit until you die. Mama told me don't ever take no shit, son. And if they hatin', you go hit them with that brick, son. Tell them where you from, let them know you down the ride. W's up in the sky, rep that shit until you die. My mama told me. My mama told me. My mama told me. Kill everything you spit, son. Hold this bitch ransom.
Rat.